Our level is going up. Fans celebrate Canada's first World Cup win in 6-0 defeat of Qatar. Canadian soccer fans erupted in cheers June 18 as the men's national team won their first ever World Cup victory, besting Qatar 6-0 in front of a packed crowd at BC Place in Vancouver. The Canadian team played with speed and intensity, achieving 79% possession in a rough game in which Qatar drew two red cards, including a tackle on Canada's Ismaël Koné that resulted in him being carried off the field on a stretcher. The victory now puts Canada in a strong position heading into its final group match against Switzerland June 24. Lifelong soccer fan and former soccer player Rocky Monroe watched the match with excitement and said he's been waiting since the 1980s for Canada to win its first World Cup match. "Our level is going up," he said while out with friends to watch the game at the Black Swan Pub in Shawinigan Lake, BC. "I've been waiting since '82 to see them score a goal, and now I want to see a win." Under World Cup rules, a match victory garners 3 points, a tie 1 point, and a loss 0. Up until last week's 1-1 tie against Bosnia on June 12, Canada hadn't scored a single point in a World Cup since entering the tournament in 1986. Monroe said Canada's speed has been much better in the game against Qatar and also said Qatar being shorthanded due to red cards put them at an even further disadvantage. "They're playing much better than the first game," Monroe added, referencing Canada's tie with Bosnia. Early domination. Canada dominated play early on against Qatar, with goals from Cilly Lahren and Jonathan David. Qatari defender Homam Ahmed was sent off the field after getting penalty while trying to stop a goal. This was followed by David racking up his second goal of the game just prior to halftime. After the half, Canadian midfielder Koné suffered a serious leg injury after Qatar's Asim Madibo tackled him, resulting in Qatar's second red card and leaving the Qataris with just 9 players on the field compared to Canada's full roster of 11. Canada secured its lead when Nathan Dylan Saliba sailed home a goal in the 64th minute, securing a 4-0 lead, followed up by Qatari defender Mohamed Manai mistakenly putting the ball in his own net for an own goal and making the score 5-0. This was followed by an additional goal by David, giving him a hat trick in the game and bringing the score to 6-0. For his part, Monroe singled out Canadian winger Tejan Buchanan for praise, saying the player had been creating opportunities throughout the match even if he had not found the score sheet. "I've always been a Canada fan," Monroe said, recalling how he previously played soccer for years in between his jobs as a bar owner and truck driver. He added that he's proud of how many Canadian players are now playing for European soccer clubs and believes that the growing interest among youngsters playing soccer is helping fuel Canada's talent. As players began to scrap after the game, fans leaving the pub stopped to watch. "See? The game's not boring anymore," one man called out as others laughed. Another fan who watched the match was Prime Minister Mark Carney, who attended the game at BC Place following a funding announcement earlier in the day in Vancouver that includes more than $750 million toward funding for sports and a national soccer training center. "It was amazing." Enthusiasm surrounding Canada's World Cup run goes beyond soccer fans and sports fans. Marie Trudel, who works as a waitress at the Black Swan, said she's never been much of a fan but that's changed lately after she and her son went to a World Cup fan party in Vancouver on June 14. "It was amazing, the big screens and everything," Trudel said, noting there were thousands of enthusiastic fans in attendance at the event at the Pacific National Exhibition Grounds in Vancouver. "My son is 7, and we're not into sports that much, but just to see the people, and everybody was wearing their colors, and it was just amazing." World Cup. The World Cup started June 11 and the final victory match is set for July 19. The tournament features 48 teams from around the world divided into 12 groups of 4, lettered A to L. Each team plays 3 matches, after which the top 2 teams from each group and the 8 best third-place teams advance to the round of 32. The tournament then proceeds through the round of 16, quarterfinals, semi-finals, and final. In total, 104 matches will be played in this year's tournament, with games played at stadiums throughout Canada, the United States, and Mexico. For his part, Monroe feels Canada has a realistic opportunity to finish at the top of Group B and says the game against Switzerland will be a real test of the team's mettle. While he's hoping for a win, he said at least a draw would be a favorable outcome. I think that's when our caliber will finally show, he said.